with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick stuff.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, pump.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, I got the man mindset, got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next day, you sure to have a good night. See, no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be taking with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, the D Class in Session. Let me go ahead and adjust the music and everything. What's going on, man? I am the Dean. What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? We are here. We got a great, great show for you guys today. Welcome all to the show. I want to let y'all know we're going to add a few things to the show because we made some new stuff up. You know, it's coming straight from us. But the first thing I want to say to you guys out here, we're going to be talking about king stuff today. We're not talking about the mind today. We're talking about the king in you today. That's what we're going to be discussing today on the show. So we want all you guys out there to go ahead and get all your crayons out. We want to let you guys know that this show is 100% original. This show is 100% authentic. We are breaking down the game like nobody is breaking down the game, and we welcome all you guys here with open arms. I am the Dean. Class is in session. Guys, first off, I want to give a shout-out to all my dogs out there who broke the record 296 on 6-9 of this month. I want to say thank you for all you guys out there. We appreciate all you guys that broke the record. But we also want to say that this is a show that we are showing you how to be a great man. But we ask you guys, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification button so you can get updates on when we are doing shows. That's what this is about. My chat room dogs, you know I got to give a shout out to my chat room dogs here and my chat room dogs on TikTok. Shout out to them. We're watching. We're live on TikTok as well. But I want to give a shout out to all my dogs out here. Shout out to all my dogs that's listening to the show. I want to give you all some extra love. Also, all the ladies out there, ladies, how you doing, man? How you doing? And I just want to say thank you very much. I appreciate all you guys out here. And also what I want you guys to realize is that if you want to be part of the man mindset, we ask all you guys to do something simply. just go to your dollar store, go to Walmart, go ahead and get a 100-piece puzzle set. And the reason why we want you to get that 100-piece puzzle set is we want you guys out here to start the process of communicating with yourself. When you get home, dump the puzzle pieces on the ground, on your table. Go ahead and put those puzzle pieces together and start creating and building your world up the way you can do it, guys. That's what I say to you guys. Also, I want to say to my dogs out there, listen, get your notebooks out. Take notes, gentlemen. That's what this show is about. Take notes and asking questions. If you got a question, put a Q on this joint. If you're texting a woman and you feel like you're close to doing something, but you just need some help, put a T right there and I got you, but I might need a little more information to help you. Or if you want to call in, you guys have the number to call in, and it's the Man Mindset. But also, like I said before, we are something brand new. So if you are new here and we want to welcome you to a new saying that we have, and I haven't done it right correctly, but I want to let you guys know we are no longer going to take the red pill. We are going to take the me pill. This is what it's all about. It's time to change everything, and it is time to take the me pill instead of that red pill bullshit. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, we want y'all to do that, but that's not the show today. We're going to talk about king stuff. One thing I like to do on the show now that I kind of want to make sure I give you guys the subjects of what we're going to talk about and what we're going to discuss. And the way we do that now is in the bottom corner of every thumbnail, we'll tell you if it's going to be the mindset, if it's going to be your king, if it's going to be your warrior. We will make sure that we give you the information that you need to be able to figure out what it is you want to do, how you want to do it. And again, guys, this is all about the me pill today, the me pill, not the red, not the blue, not the pink, not the sapphire or the sapphirellus. I don't know what they talk about over there. But now it's time to do something new. We are going to take the me pill. That's our theme, the me pill. No longer reds and blues and whites, the me pill, because it is all about you, gentlemen, and it is about me giving you the help to guide you to get to the me pill. No prescriptions required, right, RC? The me pill has no prescriptions. It is just a trust in yourself. But allow me to say this as we go ahead and get into the show, gentlemen. And y'all, the lines are open. We call in and all this other stuff. Let me say this to you guys. And in no way that what we're talking about is we're not talking about forcing a woman to do anything sexually. And I want to make sure I'm clear on this, because today's show is to stop trying to change her, dismiss her. Okay, that's the name. That's the title. And before we get into it, this has nothing to do with if you want sex and she's not giving it to you. This is not about dismissing her because of that. What we're saying is that we're going to show you why a man dismisses women, because a man is always working on himself, okay? The man is always working on himself. Wait a second. I got a little blur here. Let me see if that blur. Let me see if I put this in here and switch that over. Okay. Maybe I got a little blur here. I don't know. Is it blurry, guys? Y'all got me? Okay. It's a little clear right now. That was a little blurry at first. But anyway, guys, if y'all got a question, please put a Q, okay? Please put a Q. And if you're on TikTok, just put a Q. I can see you right now. Y'all can see me. We're live. I know I'm good. Well, I'm using my phone with you guys, but with everybody else, I'm using two cameras. So I want to make sure that you guys, if you have a question, please ask. There's no dumb questions, okay? We got you covered, and we want you guys to start soaking up this game. So let's get it. But like I said before, gentlemen, before we continue, this is not to force a woman into sex. So if you think what we're talking about is to force, manipulate, or deceive a woman, please, two doors down to the right, you're in the wrong place, because men do not manipulate. Men do not deceive women. Men do not do any of that. And I'm going to talk to you guys about why it's so easy and why it's so great as a man that you can be king, okay? See, for a lot of you guys out here, there is that landmine, but there are several landmines between you and a woman seeing you as somebody she wants to have sex with, okay? And the problem is, for a lot of you guys out there, a lot of you guys are always seeing landmines in front of you. And the problem that for a lot of you guys of why you stumble, it's because a lot of you stumble because your goals are not out of reach because they're out of reach. They're out of reach because of the unexpected obstacles and setbacks that you have systematically set for yourself. And again, oh, wait, let me fix something. It's not the woman. Hold on. I had to make sure I moved that out of the way so I can see the third screen. Okay, it's not because of the woman. And this is what I've always been telling you about. The game is never about women. But the obstacles and setbacks that get along the way, okay? Like we were talking about with the village, as we were talking about yesterday, the day before. So many of you guys do not know how to maneuver through these landmines to learn how to become deeply rooted in your reality, your real reality. Not the one that you have right now, because the reality that you have right now is a false reality, because most of you guys don't know who you are. Most of you guys don't know why you do what it is you do. So where you're living in right now is what I call a false reality. It's actually not your reality, gentlemen. It is a false reality, okay? And it is very important that y'all understand the stuff that we're talking about, because, see, I'm going to explain why you cannot make demands on a woman, because it is hard for someone who isn't a man make demands on a woman, okay? And as a man, he knows what's in front of him. And whatever's in front of him, he can go right through it. But I'm explaining to you guys your problems that weigh you down, that force most of you guys to just try to get it to your house right away, and it never works. Because not only do the women see this in you, but you actually see it in yourself, and you are just in denial. Because along your journey and everything, there are things that are holding you down from being demanding as a man and a king. And these obstacles are all about your mindset, the bad habits that you have, the unfortunately emotions that you go through, the limiting beliefs that you have, and also the paralyzing fears that you have, as if you were in the village and you could not escape the forest. But for you guys out here, now, the reason why you can't be king, because these are the kind of obstacles that prevent you from moving forward. But what you guys try to do is you try to interpret these things as excuses to why you're not good enough. And because you interpret this why you're not good enough, you know that you're not good enough for her. So that means you can't demand anything of a woman, because you, my friends, do not see yourselves as worth worth and prizes. See, the beautiful thing about a man is that he himself can see what is in front of him. He knows that, you know what, a woman doesn't have to give him anything. But one thing he's going to demand from that woman, once he is in control of himself and his kingdom, he's going to demand attention from the woman, time from the woman, respect from the woman. And if she earns those three things and she's still good enough, then she will then be lucky enough to get the derere. But because most of you young men out here make poor choices in who you are, you make poor choices in what you listen to, you make poor choices in every move you make, you can't demand anything from a woman. Why ask the question, and I'll read it to my TikTok dogs, well, everybody else can read it on the screen. He asked, why do I make good enough why do I make a good enough impression on a woman in a short time period, 30 seconds, to where she has to call me after I give her everything? You don't make a good number. You're lying. You're lying. This is the problem. Y'all lie to yourselves. You don't make a good impression. You make a sucker impression that you're food. You actually think. See, guys, please understand this, and I'm not being mean to this guy, but one thing we will not tolerate on TikTok, and one thing we will not tolerate here on Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere we're at, we are not going to tolerate someone who thinks he actually has game, and he doesn't. But it says, how? How do I make a good enough impression? And let me tell you something. Follow me on this one. I see what you're saying, but no, You cannot make a good impression on a woman if you don't make a good impression on yourself. You cannot make a good impression on a woman when you are not impressed by yourself. You're not impressed by yourself. You're not impressed with what you can do. You don't stand on who you are. So how can you make any impression to anybody when you don't even believe in the man in the mirror? She's not going to call you, because listen to me. Everything you're asking about is all about sex, and you automatically lose. I don't want a woman to call me real quick. But you want to know why she is going to call me real quick? I don't ask her to call me real quick, but you want to know why, after I give her my number and float back to the land of ass and titties, you want to know why she'll message me first? You want to know why she calls me a few minutes later? Because I make her smile. I make her laugh. I make her blush. I make her think. I make her react. I show her that I am not the average guy when I put my bid in, and I intrigue her. Key word, gentlemen, I. But where you're going wrong, my brother, is you're putting your question and involving a woman. So that means you already lose, because you are trying to impress a woman rather than trying to impress yourself. Next question. Guys, the lines are over if y'all want to call. If the game stays the same, how do you evolve in it? The way you are at 30 should be the way you're at 60. No, hell no, 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 no. Let me help you on this one. I'm going to slow it down because I want y'all to understand this. I'm going to read this again. The game is not what we're talking to, because the game doesn't care about any of us. If you are the same way at 30 or 60, you have failed. Matter of fact, if you're the same way that you were yesterday, you fail. I don't think they heard me. If you're the same way you were yesterday, you have ultimately failed. Every day, a man is always looking at ways to perfect his kingdom. Every day, a man is looking to rehearse who he is, to keep on perfecting what he does to the best of his abilities. You're looking at years. I'm telling you, within a 23-hour, 59-minute, and 59-second span, if you are the same person you were yesterday, you automatically fail, sir. And I don't think you understand that. You automatically fail. Because your mind makes you think this is, like a woman, it makes you think that this is the best that you can be, kind of like the movie The Village. Your mind is holding you back from your greatness. But it is also your mind that is stopping her from seeing you as somebody sexual. If you don't learn and perfect sex, how can you be sexy? How can you be sexual to make her feel sexy and want part of you? See, y'all don't see that. I'm going, I don't want to go too deep, but we're going deep today. I want y'all to think about what I'm saying. You cannot do it like this. You cannot grow this way. Here's the next problem. Brother says, how do I approach women having a guy? We don't approach women. We put our beard in. Never approach a woman. Never approach a woman. Never approach a woman, because your problem is you're approaching and you've already lost. You've already lost. Let me explain to you. You've already lost. And I don't think y'all even understand. As soon as you see a woman, listen, gentlemen, it's okay to say she's sexy. It's okay to say, yeah, I hit that. I'll give you that. But then comes the problem that all you surface-dwelling guys have. And that is, you then begin to have the voice in your head say, wait a second. You lack patience. You don't have a plan. You're not disciplined. You don't have any knowledge. You are not inspirational. There is no skills in you. There is no desire and passion in you. You feel failure. You won't take risks. You feel that there is no shame. You feel unworthy. You are going to procrastinate. You have bad thoughts. You have time constraints. You create obstacles. You don't have responsibilities. You make excuses. You complain, and you don't know what it is you want to do. Hold on real quick. Shout out to my boy, Miles Cunningham, my brother from another mother. He told me on Sunday, I'm not his friend, but goddamn it, Miles, you're my friend, goddamn it. Got love for my dog, Miles. But let me tell you, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying to all my dogs out here. When you see a woman, it is okay to say, yes, she's sexy. It is okay to say, yeah, I hit it. But then all of a sudden, the voice in your head tells you everything that's wrong with you, because you do not believe in yourself. And this is what I keep telling you. Well, hey, Miles, they don't understand it. Miles, we got something new over here, Miles. What I keep telling you is that because you guys out here did not take the me pill, you didn't take the me pill. And because you didn't take the me pill, you lacked the drive. You lacked the discipline. You lacked the passion. You lacked the inspiration and the desire to do what it is to get what you want, because you made the choice to say, I'm not worthy enough to work on me every day, all day, 25 hours a day, 8 days a week and even on Sunday. No, it is not okay. I got a question on TikTok. He asks, is it okay to even compliments to women? No. You're the compliment. Listen, guys. Why should you give her a compliment when she hasn't earned the compliment? She's not beautiful. You're beautiful. She's not desirable. You're desirable. She's not sexy. You're sexy. Matter of fact, she should be complimenting you or say, oh my God, finally, finally, I've met a man. Oh my God, I won the lottery. I met a man. You're saying another question he's asking, I take accountability for what I do in the game. You think there's a large percentage of chicks out there rebellious? No, that women are not rebellious. Stop. Women are not rebellious, and women are not unruly. Wake up, people. Women are not rebellious, and women are not unruly. You are rebellious and you are unruly because you believe that you cannot go beyond your comfort zone. So then you become rebellious to yourself and you don't grow your comfort zone, because the only way you're going to show her that she needs to get with you sexually, gentlemen, and I'm about to show you this right here, because we really didn't finish what we were talking about yesterday, but it goes the same way with sex and it deals with women. Let me take the thing down. 714, I got you 1 second. Got you 1 second. What I am saying to you guys out here is that her mind is the villain. Her mind is her elders. That means her mind. She believes there are insecurities and low self-worth. That's what her mind does to her. And her mind keeps her in her force of feeling low self-worth, stuck in her feelings. But in order for you to bring her outside of that and show her what sexuality is, she must be able to trust you and believe that you are the kind of man that is laid back in the cut, that is not desperate and needy, that doesn't actually need sex. You do that stuff for recreational purposes because you get so much of it, you don't really demand it. Think about what I'm saying, gentlemen. Soak up what I'm saying. Hold on 1 second. Let's bring in this phone call. Guys, I want to call in. 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056. I'm the Dean. We got a lot to talk about. Eric Code 714, sir. How can I help you, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve, I had such a good call earlier today. I want to go 2 for 2, okay?
All right, what's up,
here's
man?
My question. Here's my question. I see everywhere where this NoFap is, like, becoming a big thing now. I want to – why should – everybody knows that NoFap leads to blue balls, so why is NoFap becoming such a big thing? Can you address NoFap, these guys pushing
right,
NoFap?
I will tell you – this is the exact reason why you surface dwellers will never, ever aspire to be men.
Yeah.
Because you guys stand in line and wait for the next gimmick to come around and believe it's actually a truth. I'm not going to get into the NoFap BS, but what I'm saying to you is this. What is the common denominator between NoFap? What's the common denominator between going your own way? What's the common denominator between high value man and going outside of the country? What is the one common denominator of those three things, or those four things, caller? What do you think that is?
They're all kind of being used as buzzwords, sort of. You know,
no,
just kind of catchy terms.
No. The answer is they all involve a woman. It all comes down to a woman. Everything
you elaborate a little on that?
Everything they're telling you to do is it comes down to a woman. They're telling you not to jerk off because of women. High value because of women. Clothes, money, and status because of women. Going your own way because of women. Being on your purpose because of women. So everything they're doing is because of women. And if you're making it about the woman, then you've already lost because you ain't making it about the man.
That's true, Steve. That's true. Well, I never really looked at it that way.
Well, but you know what? That's why you're here. Listen to me, because I'm trying to show you a different perspective of looking at the game. I got you real quick with those questions on TikTok. But do you see what I'm saying? Okay, 714,
yeah.
You got that? All right.
Yeah.
We'll throw you back
in. Can you toss me back in, Steve?
Toss you back in. Question is, do all females display ghetto mindset? Listen. Every woman that you meet is allowed to be ghetto, rude. She's allowed to have a loud mouth, and she's allowed to be disrespectful. But that same woman can go to her job and shut her mouth. Shut her mouth and respect the job, respect the boss, respect the director, respect the CEO, respect the CFO, and respect the company. You want to know why? Because the company ain't building itself for the woman. The company is building itself for itself, and they are the employees of that company. That's the question, brother. Listen, women are allowed to be unruly until they meet a man and they know they ain't got no choice but to clean up their act, or she will get dismissed. Shout out to you, Peach. Again, I want to let everybody know our girl Peach in the chat room. She got a promotion at her job. We're proud of you, Peach. I just want to give you a special shout out, baby girl. Good job, girl. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys out here, that a woman cannot become disrespectful to a man, because a woman's going to know what she's dealing with when she first meets a man. Listen to what I'm saying. When she first meets a man is going to let her know that I am a drama-free man, and if you bring drama into my life, you're gone. But because I am a merciful king, that means you are allowed to bite the gold and challenge me, check me, yell at me, and do whatever you want to do. You get one time, because I know you think I'm playing like all them other surface dwellers. But once I correct you and I tell you, you understand and you get it, that's, guys, I'll tell you the story again. Had one, she thought she could just talk me away. Oh, no, I had to check her. And when I checked her, I said, do you understand me? And she said, you ain't my daddy. You can't talk me that way. All right, get back at me when you understand me. Click. A week went by, and she thought she could call me back because she thought I forgot. So she called me, hey, how you doing? I miss you. Do you understand me? Why are you saying that? Why are you bringing this back up? Do you understand me? Well, I don't want to click. A few weeks go by and she calls back again. Do you understand me? We are not moving forward until you understand me. And if you don't understand me, you will be dismissed. And this is not a mean thing. I'm not trying to deceive her or manipulate her. I'm telling her straight up. I'm telling her straight up that you are not allowed to come into my kingdom. I create my universe. I create my kingdom. I create my world my way. Me, me, me. My. I. That is my theme of what I stand on as a man. I'm sorry, grabbed the wrong thing. And if you cannot overstand what I'm saying, and you think that you can talk to me any old kind of way, thinking I'm some kind of sucker, then I will promptly dismiss you and call the next woman up. And you know I'll do it, and I won't even blink two times when I do it. And I'm not saying I'm being mean or cruel, but there's got to be structure. There's got to be understanding, because when I look at who I am, I am the creator of my world, and no person, Smurf, elf, unicorn, woman, Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, Care Bear, or goddamn unicorn is going to walk into my kingdom and try to tell me how to live my life. Steve, you think my mom be sucking her teeth when she sees me or tries to talk to me, in your opinion? I stay with her and I get SSI also. I guess I don't know what SSI is, but if you can get out, I get out, because your mother is not respecting you as a man. And if you got to be with your mother, that's what you got to do, and no judgments here. But I don't know what SSI means. I don't know what SSI means. I continue. So a guy says, what would you do if she came to disagree? Well, I answer that question. Does a man's endowment mean anything? No, guys, your endowment doesn't mean anything. That just means you're endowed. What does that mean? Because if you open your mouth and you're endowed, you're like, she's not even going to mess with you, brother. So it doesn't matter what you are. Don't make it on what you have between your legs. Would you agree that they don't care about you being a man? Wait, I'm not going to agree on that. Why would I agree on that? Hey, Z. Sometimes that and don't qualify and they don't care. You have to just, wait. Would you agree that they don't care about you being a man? Wait, Z, who said you a man? Z, stop. Why do you surface dwellers think that you're actually men? Who said you're a man? Tell me. Wait, let me just get the camera thing. I think I got the camera off again. Let me just hit this thing real quick. All right, there we go. That should probably clean the camera up. Who says that you're a man? I don't care if she sees me as a short little elf that goes, hey, frosted Lucky Charms. Wait, not Lucky Charms. Yeah, they're magically delicious. I don't care what she sees me on. As long as she respects me, I'm good. Z, I know you said it, but you ain't a man, though. Stop lying to yourself, brother. Come on, man. This is the problem with you guys. Y'all always think that y'all a man. Man, that's the greatest lie that your mind has told you. You're not, brother. You're just a regular guy. This guy says, I'm a great king with intelligence. Does that mean anything? No, you're not a great king, brother. A king doesn't have to tell people he's a king. If you got to tell people, you ever know when you go to a expensive store, let's say in Beverly Hills, they've got this simple motto. If you got to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it. So no one should go around telling people that I'm a great anything. Your behaviors and your mindset have got to show the standard without you even saying it, big dog. You cannot say, you guys cannot walk around and say that you're great and you're not great. You can't do it. This is why y'all messing up. How can one be great when he procrastinates? How can one be great when he feels failure? When he's scared to talk to women? He's worried about rejection. He doesn't have any sexual skills. He doesn't inspire himself. How can one even say they're king when they don't even have discipline? They ain't even standing on their squares. They're too busy complaining, and they're too busy making excuses, but yet they want to say I'm king? Nah, man, you're not king. You're not king, and that's the problem. So many of you guys want to be king, but you don't know how to, you want to play king, excuse me, but you don't know how to be king. Y'all guys think it's just, oh, you wake up one morning and say, I'm king. Okay. And then you go out your door and you see a pretty woman. Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, she's sexy. Oh, she'll never like a guy like me. Oh, what do I say? Oh, she must have a boyfriend. Oh, she looks like the kind of, you ain't king. Kings don't talk that way. And this is why y'all can't dismiss anything. because y'all are constantly being something or trying to pretend that you're something that you're actually not. Next question he's asking, is it wrong to tell a lady what type of work I do? Listen. If a woman asks what I do for a living, I'm going to tell her none of your business, because asking me what I do for a living is like me asking you how many people you slept with. My job is not who I am. And I am not representing my job right now. I'm representing me. And if you got a problem with it, there's the door. You're dismissed. Well, what do y'all guys do?
Well, I work at a computer lab. I make about it's a six-figure salary. I get bonuses. I got stock options. And I got 401k. I got 401k plan.
And she's saying, yeah, sucker. Oh, you're going to be my new bank account. You're going to be paying my bills. You're going to be buying me expensive things, and you ain't getting anything in return. No. What I do for a living right now is finding ways to make you smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. That's my job. But what I do for a living, with all due respect, is none of your business, because how would you like it if I asked you how many dicks you sucked? Can't do that now, can I? So let's go ahead and agree to disagree, and let's keep this thing moving along. I'm telling all you guys out here that you have got to understand social game that's happening to you. Because these women want to know your job, because that's all y'all stand on. I am not my job. I am not, nor will I ever be. And I will never stand on it. My job is not me. My job is something that I do to pay my bills. That's all it's there for. It's there to pay my car insurance, car note, rent, cable, and for you newbies, telephones, and all that other stuff. So I don't need to tell you what it is. So if you ask me, I'm going to tell you it is none of your business. Because if I was disrespectful and I said how many guys you sleep with, you could be shocked. Oh my God, I can't believe that you would ask me that question. Well, baby, I can't believe you would ask me that question. I mean, tell me, where did I go wrong to make you think that my job is defining me, baby? If you think my job defines you, check, please. What are you doing? Delete. Like, remember that? Delete. I will dismiss her, because I am not here to explain or prove my worth to you. You will see the worthiness of me when I'm making you smile, laugh, blush, think, and react, when I'm showing you that I'm not like everybody else, when I'm looking in those beautiful brown, green, blue, or whatever goddamn color your eyes are, when we are not asking each other questions, but you and I are having deep, philosophical, sexual, sometimes, conversations. That's what I'm saying to you guys out here. And so many of you guys out here stand on anything, because the conditions and the circumstances that you have in your mind hold you back. Hold you back. You don't plan for yourself. You do not use your resources to build yourself. You minimize your mindset. You minimize your thoughts. You minimize everything you do, and you expect a woman to want to take her clothes off for you and be with you? Are you serious? Most of you guys out here cannot, and this is no knock on you, because I'm not here to knock you. I'm here to wake you up and show you why you lose with women, because everything you do is for the woman and not for yourself. You see approaching a woman as adversity. You see texting her as a problem or a mountain that you have to climb, and there's brimstone and fire and dragons and all these creatures and all these other things. This is why the game doesn't work. As a king, you must respond, with swift, quick responses. But every response that you send needs to sit around and make sure that you are leading her somewhere. You must lead her. And that's the problem. Y'all don't have it in you to want to be greater than you are, and yet you expect these women to just drop trousers? I mean, not drop panties? The beliefs, the thoughts, the words, the attitudes. How are you going to grow when your thoughts are killing you? You do not even explore the thoughts of yourself to know what you do when you get around a woman. And then you get caught up in the emotion. And the emotion triggers off a set of reaction thoughts that you do not believe that you're good enough. And you can't even explain it because you are really disillusioned by everything that you're doing. Your mind is killing the man inside of you by having you guys automatically look at a woman and jump to a conclusion. You see a woman, you jump to a conclusion. Whether the conclusion is that she's beautiful and she's sexy, or the conclusion that I'm just not good enough. But how can one dismiss somebody's actions when they are the way they are? Women love it when you can dismiss them, and it's not even the fact of dismissing them. Because a woman knows a man who is all about his time. A woman knows about a man that says, you know what, I'm not going to beg, barter, bend around, and try to force you to accept me, like me, and all this other stuff. It doesn't work that way. But because you jump to conclusions, guys, because you assume, because you try to read her mind, because you jump to your conclusions based off of your weak facts that you have created. Well, I got dumped since elementary school, so I really ain't got a chance for her. Of course you don't, because you're not even working on yourself. You're always going down the wrong path because you are not working on yourself. So then what you do is, because your mind's got you all hooked up, you start to make everything personalized. A woman says, I got a boyfriend. She says, I'm not interested, or she just doesn't say anything at all. All of a sudden, you take it personal. But do you think for a moment, just think, I want y'all guys to think just for one moment. I'm going to tell you why it's a good thing she's turning you down. Because if you don't have any game and she's not turning you down, you're food. She has found a spot on her roster of things to do, and you fit the bill perfectly. If you don't have any game and a woman is giving you a little play, don't think that you're doing right. She gonna run you. Oh, man. Because you'll never dismiss her. Because, unfortunately, you feel lucky that you have her. But when you have game, they feel lucky having you. She should wake up every morning and ask herself, is today the day that he is going to get rid of me? And I know y'all guys think I'm crazy, but believe me, when they mess with real ones, they are real. It's today the day. It's today the day he stops talking to me. It's today the day he gets bored with me. It's today the day he just dismisses me. It's today the day. And I know a lot of people out here think that I'm joking, but there is a nervousness with her because there's not many men out there. It's today the day that I've lost this man forever. But see, y'all don't think women. Think about this, guys. Y'all wake up every day thinking that. It's today the day that I lose her. It's today the day she's going to message me. Man, it's been 6 hours. 54 minutes and 33 seconds, and she hasn't replied back. Oh, my God. Should I say something to her right now? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But wait, let me go online. Oh, my God, she's around. She's talking to everybody else, but she's not talking to me. Should I say something? Who is that guy right there? Why is she putting a heart by his name? Why is she talking to him? I thought she liked me. Do y'all see what y'all guys do? And y'all don't even realize what it is you're doing. Because you're always looking for the extremes in every situation. It is either going to be all the way good or it's going to be all the way bad. Because you're a black and white thing. And remember, when you were caught in your village, in your mind, and you don't want to take your 105 likes, when you're caught in your village in your mind and you don't want to escape it, when you don't want to go beyond it, how can you get a woman to say, I want him? But then it goes back to what I'm saying before. I ask all you guys listening, if you can't even name five things you have created sexually in your mind to do today. You have not created five things in your mind to do today to make a woman smile. And then the next day to take that thing that you created and then start rehearsing that thing so when it's time to go, you just go. You don't do it. But yet, you expect her to want to have sex with you. You expect her to want to just throw her clothes off. But it doesn't work that way. Gentlemen, you want her to fight the feelings. No, I shouldn't be with him. No, it's wrong. No, I like this guy. No, I love my boyfriend. No, I love my husband. No, I like other guys that, you know, I like the guy that's this tall and he's got this body and he's got those pretty eyes and, you know, he's not even my type. He's not even my type. He doesn't even fit what my type is. But listen, all my guys, I want to show you why this is a beautiful thing. Whenever a woman tells you that you're not her type, never get offended. Don't get mad. A beautiful thing. When she says she's got her type of how tall he is, how cock diesel he's got to be, what kind of job he must have, All right, guys, I got to go to – oh, wait, I dropped my light. But I got to go to the my paper. Guys, I'm going to show you why it's a beautiful thing. Where's my marker at? That's not my big marker. Yeah, I don't know, because I'm rearranging the studio, and I just put everything all over the place. Let me just grab this marker. It's not the big marker, but it's a marker. I'm going to explain to you guys why what she wants is something you can't get, well, you can't get offended to. You can't get mad at. And boxing, hey, boxing, I got your question. I answered your question in 1 second, boxing. Let me answer this. Let me get to this real quick. All right. I want y'all to see the difference, okay? Let me show y'all. If y'all are watching on TikTok, I'm showing my TikTok guys, okay? Y'all see that right there? It's that simple. But let me show you guys that are live, okay? I'm sorry. If this is her edge is always built on her wants. So never get offended when she wants a tall guy, when she wants a guy with muscles, when she wants a guy that has this amount of money, never get mad. You want to know why? Because what she wants, gentlemen, is none of my business. I'm going to say it again. What she wants is none of my business. She can want whatever her heart desires. I am not here to fulfill her wants. Remember that, guys. Think about what I'm showing you. Let me show you guys this real quick. I want y'all to see how deep game is. If we're looking at the movie The Village, as we talk about her sexuality, I want to show y'all this. And this is how beautiful game. This is beautiful. It's like a Mona Lisa. See, her wants are really tied into her comfort zone. What's going on? Hey, girl, what's going on? Knitting away. I see you over there knitting and everything. What's going on with you? What's good with you? Listen, she may want things, and that's fine for her to want things. I'm good. What's good with you? How you doing? I'm doing a show right now, but how you doing? But what I'm saying, I'm good. How are you? But what I'm saying to you guys is that the wants that she has is like the village where it is. What I'm okay. It's like you're talking. We're like having a conversation. I'm kind of show here. Holler at me. But listen to what I'm saying. If her wants are the woods and the forest, which is confined in her comfort zone, she is allowed to want what she wants. A woman is allowed to want a tall guy, a guy with money, a guy with looks, a guy whatever she wants, she's allowed to have that want. She's allowed to have that want. Thank you for the rose. Thank you for the rose. One back. I'll throw one back at you. Thank you for the rose. Damn, 4 or 5 roses. Damn. I'm getting roses on TikTok. Thank you. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is this. Never get intimidated by what she wants. Never get intimidated by other men. Remember, her mindset only goes as far as her mind. So what she wants is not actually what she's going to really want. There are needs there. There are needs. And the needs will always outweigh the wants. Listen to what I'm saying. The needs will always outweigh the wants because the needs are the thing that drive behavior. So if she wants a tall guy that has money, that looks good, why do I get offended? okay? Do I get worried? Yeah, I know, right, right. Everybody say, like, who's the, no, I'm on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. So I got people on the TikTok side hitting me up, and I'm talking to y'all, so I'm kind of doing everything at one time and everything. But what I'm saying to you is this to you guys out here. If I'm the need and I can show her, gentlemen, I'm showing you, if I'm the need and I can show her that she can go beyond her wants, then I change up everything, but I still don't get sex. Sex does not happen when you become a need. What must happen is there's got to be a trust in her to feel that, you know what, I can share myself with you because I know that you're playing with a new set of rules that I have never even seen or defined. Because remember, every woman out there, okay, every woman out there says to themselves that, hold on, what is someone saying? Height, muscles, and endowment. If that's the need, she may have it all. No, y'all are getting it wrong. No. Okay, someone on TikTok said, I don't think y'all understand. Let me explain to all you and you over here. If her mind only pushes her to an edge of what she wants, why is it that she gets with the assholes, the bad boys, the jerks, and everybody else? When she says, you know what, I want a man, okay? Okay, I'll give you all an example. And I'm gonna use someone over here as an example. We use someone on TikTok as an example. A lot of you women have guys. A lot of you women have choices. A lot of you women have options. A lot of you women have guys bending over backwards, trying to please and trying to get at you. But here's the million-dollar question. Why don't you want them? Why is it every time you get in touch with him, you're like, or no, he gets in touch with you, you're like, oh, I guess. You know that? Y'all know what I'm talking about, ladies, that. I guess. Why is that? Because most of you out here do not understand the power of a need. See, when a woman gets with somebody that can accept her for what she is, which most of you guys don't, all right, let's be honest. Most of you guys do not accept women because most of you guys think that these women should automatically meet you at a hotel and sleep with you from the first second you meet them. That y'all automatically judge women. Like I'm showing you. And it's the same thing as the want. The guys that want automatically judge women. They already make excuses and they worship the woman. And that's why the women don't want them. All you women that are listening right now, all you women know that you have a bunch of suckers, let's be honest, that you don't want to be with. But let me ask this question with boxing. Steve, I want to say thank you for the voice message game. That's next level. When you send a picture and you don't get one back, should there be a clear sign of dip or maybe just saying it? Well, here's the thing. How did you ask for a voice message? I mean, how did you ask for a photo? Let me know. See, here's the thing with a lot of you guys. You can't just say, send me a picture, because that goes outside of what women are accustomed to. There's got to be a lead in to what it is you want to do and what you want to say. You want to lead in with these things. Send me a photo of yourself because guess what? I want to see the eyes. I want to see you smile. Send me a photo. You're having a bad day. Send me a photo so I can see what it's like when you have a bad day. And sometimes when they're having a bad day, they don't want to be seen. But you know what? You want to force that. And shout out. Wait, let me see. Hold on, 50. Hold on. Wait. Listen to 1950. No, he's not sending a photo. Wait. Let me see. Did I read it wrong? I read it wrong. My God. Wait. Whoa. Thank you, 50, for catching that. Hey, shout out to my dog, 1950. the last traditional man on earth. Shout out to 1950. Bruh, why are you sending her photos of yourself? I got it wrong. Maybe I need to put on my cake-ass glasses and read this correctly. I want to say thank you for the voice message game. That's next level. When you send a picture, oh, my God, I read it wrong. I read it wrong. I read it wrong. They give you shout-outs on TikTok, 1950. You're getting shout-outs on TikTok, 1950. Why would you send her, caller, why would you send her a photo of yourself? Why? Why? I got it wrong. And 1950 being his player, he giving a shout-out. that's my dog. That's my road dog. Shout out to everybody, man. Watching everybody here. Got some more likes. I appreciate the likes. Thank you. But no, boxing, don't send no woman no photo. Man, you got the game twisted. Oh, okay, thank you. I got a bullseye. All right. Shout out to everybody that's watching over on TikTok. Shout out to everybody right here. If a dude sent me a cell, right. Why would you guys sit on your countertop, put half your butt cheek on the counter and be like, I'm a poke my lips out like a duck bill and I'm a send her a selfie. I mean, are you serious, man? Man, come on, man. Don't send her no selfies like that, man. What does YW mean? Oh, you're welcome. Okay, you're welcome. Is it wrong to send what is a soul pole? Hey, 50's in there. I see you, 50. Come on, dog. Listen, man. Don't ever send a woman. Guys, never send a woman a dick pic, please. Please, guys. Please. Please. And I'm going to tell you. Do you know how y'all get clowned? Do you know how a woman going, do you know these women will message men like us and say, I can't believe this weak man sent me a dick pic. Don't do the dick pic, guys. Please don't do that. Don't send her a dick pic. Send her your mouthpiece. Send her the game. Let her smile. Let her get to know you. Let her get to know what it is about you. Remember, guys, I told all you guys before that to listen to me. Guys, the lines are open. If you want to call in, what did I tell you guys that I keep telling you guys that y'all don't want to listen to me? If you want to send her something, okay? If you want to send her something, do never send her a dick pic. This is what you send her. You send her a man that doesn't, you send her a feeling. Send her a feeling of a man that doesn't complain. Send her a feeling of a man that doesn't make excuses. Send her a feeling of a man that has a sense of urgency, and if you can't catch up, you're going to fall behind. Send her a man that doesn't have sexual constraints. Send her thoughts that she can think about you and smile, laugh, and blush, and realize that being around you is worth its weight in gold. Send her something to show her that you have more skills of what you do for a living. And, I'm a Sagittarius. And, I work at this job and I make this much money. Well, no, I'm not seeing anybody now, but it'll be nice to really have a girlfriend for the first time. Don't send her desire and passion. Send her a feeling that you have desire and passion in yourself to learn yourself, to show her that she hasn't. Oh, let me do it. The shout out. Securities! when they don't want to mess with you, don't think they ain't got that mace. Man, they take that mace out like a ninja. Security! And shoot you all in your eyes. No, I ain't no Sagittarius. Man, no. I'm a Leo, baby. Anyway, send her the feeling of a man that has knowledge, not of sex, being sexual, but not forcing sex, forcing or running behind her. What I'm saying to you guys out here, the expectation you have must be better. You must want more from yourself. You want to know what I wanted to see in you? I wanted to see a man that has discipline, not for sex. Do you want to know what unlocks the door to her wanting to have sex with you? It's stop flooding the market with dick. Well, why don't you come over to my place? Yeah, girl, how you doing? You know, I just met you, so let's go back to my place and what? What happened? Well, what you mean you don't want to come over? Why don't you want to come over to my house? I mean, we just met and everything. Why can't you give up the ass? This is why y'all lose. Shout out to my boy Liquid Steel. There is no discipline in you guys. You guys are out here running around desperate, needy. You don't need to be desperate and needy. Because what y'all guys don't know is that y'all should be already fucking here. It draws her in when you don't make it about sex and you make it about the man inside. When you say you've got to climb the mountain, you got to go to Gander Mountain, climb that mountain, because you got to be worth my curiosity. That's what turns them on. When you got to be worth my attention, that turns them on. You've got to be worth my time, that turns them on. You've got to be worth my respect, that turns them on. You want to know why, guys? Because she wants the thing she can't have. She loves the challenge of a man that says, I'm the prize. I'm the prize. And what are you going to do to get me? You know, like when little kids, like back in the day when I was a little lad and everything, I used to go to the store and I used to get the box of cereal because of the prize inside. And then I would dig my grubby hands all through the box just to get a little piece of plastic. I got my little fries. But then that's what I'm saying for you. You need to be the prize. She should be running and really grabbing your box to get to your prize. How can you not love yourself and say it's about me? You cannot win in this game if you fear change. You must embrace it at all times. As a man, what they love the most, they love a man that understands and lives in the unexpected. I don't care if it's winter, spring, summer, fall. Let it snow, rain, sleet, or shine. I'm going to stand on my square because there's two kinds of people in this world. It's our kind and the rest of you. You can't, you're so worried about the unseen events and the unseen. Oh my God. Well, I see her, but oh my God, she's so pretty. Okay. I'll date her and I'll take her out to dinner and she'll like me. I promise you she will. The fuck? Let me tell you guys something. There isn't an unseen event and circumstance that I run into. What if I'm the unseen event? What if I'm the unseen circumstances that she runs into? Oh, man, let me get some water on that. I don't think y'all heard me. Hold up. Let me slow that down because I think that went over your head. What if I'm the unseen event? What if I'm the unseen circumstance? What if I'm the thing that she's not ready to get to? See, you guys always think it's them. She's never met me before. She doesn't know me. She knows you. Y'all motherfuckers like, meh, what do you like to do for a living? Meh. Ah, she's so pretty. Meh. Let's follow the other guys. Meh. Are you serious? And you expect her to be like, oh, man, he's so sexy. He's like Tom, Rob, Bob, John, and Roger. When you're the unseen event and the unseen circumstances, that's what draws them in because the curiosity draws them in. It draws them in and it makes them want to see you and see what's behind the curtain. Because the what's behind the curtain can be dramatic, challenging, and guess what? Uncomfortable. See, let me talk with you. Hold on. Let me flip the coin real quick to show y'all what I'm talking about with you surface dwellers. See, you surface dwellers, when you see a woman, you think, oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. Well, the challenge is that I must come up with a way to make her like me and everything. And then if she likes me, then I can ask her for a date. Yeah, and then when I ask her a date, I can be her friend, and then we can Netflix and chill. And then after we Netflix and chill, I mean, I can wait like 6 months. I can wait 7 months. I mean, that's the challenge. And then the uncomfortable. Well, I am a little nervous. I gotta, hold on, I've got to drink something. Oh, I got to get that liquid courage because I'm just so nervous. I'm so nervous because she's so beautiful, and there's just no way that I'm lucky enough to have somebody like that. Think about what y'all do, but then think about what we do. We're the challenge. We're uncomfortable. You want to know why? Because she's never met a man to make her smile, laugh, blush, think and react. A man that can look her dead in her eyes and say, what's up? And she's like, damn, what? I can throw any obstacle at him and it will bounce off of his mind. Who is this guy? Why is this guy? How is it that, what does he think? Why does he think? And that can change your mind. Gentlemen, I keep telling you guys. I keep telling you these guys out here. He said, Aquaman, Scoop. He keep telling you these things. I don't want what's between your legs because I know I'm going to get it eventually. You want to know why? Because you're going to bring it right to my motherfucking throne. Why you think General Zod said, kneel before Zod? You want to know why? Because there is value in a man that lives in a world of unexpected change, gentlemen. Because even though I'm the unexpected and I'm going to throw her life off balance, and what I mean by balance is the balance of her control on all you little suckers out there. She knows she can call the phone. Hey, every woman listen to me. They know they can pick up that phone right now and say, oh, my God, I'm hungry. She knows she can get food off you suckers. She knows she can get whatever she wants off of you guys and keep it pushing. But I make the imbalance by who I am, and I'm not trying to play games with her or anything like that. What if she has an issue? To all your brother, I don't even know what do you talk. Wait, let me see. Oh, talking all your soul pole. But what are you talking about, Scoop? What are you saying? I'll read it. But what do you mean? What I'm saying to all you guys out there is listening, I am the unexpected. And there are benefits that will tap into her emotions. And I will be the compass, or I will be the one driving the behavior, because as soon as she lets me in, it's a wrap. As soon as she lets me in. Gentlemen, I show y'all the photo. Let me show y'all the photo. All my dogs are watching. All my dogs watching the show right now. As I always love to show you this beautiful woman that I'm about to show you a photo of. Let me find her photo. I want to show you this. This is important to me. I want you to see this, because I know y'all guys think that women actually don't talk this way, but they do when they get around us, and that's not the photo. Let me pull it up. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Is this her? No, that's not her. Wrong woman. Here we go. Wrong woman. I'm sorry. I always like to use this woman right here. I love to use this woman right here. Because it's the same woman. If you look at the bottom of this, I think you're out of my league. And guys, let me tell you, when they tell you that you're out of their league. See, let me explain. I don't think y'all guys understand what it means to be out of a woman's league. What if she has an issue taking your – Scoob, stop, man. I'll try to do it. I'll try to do a show, guys. I'm sorry, guys. You remember I always told you we had the poetry in motion thing? Well, my dancer, the guy that was dancing, getting all the women inside of the darkness and stuff with the oil, he's just talking shit on the other side. But anyway, let me get back. Let me get back to what I'm saying, man. You make me laugh. Anyway, what I'm saying is this, okay? See, what a lot of people don't understand in the game, you got any questions, go ahead and ask, okay? What a lot of people don't understand is that self-esteem, okay, is influenced by the lack of her self-worth. And I'm not saying that women are worthless. I'm saying sometimes of how they feel about themselves, okay? How they feel about themselves. But there are certain kinds of men that can influence a woman to build a kind of a confidence in themselves. But it's the same thing with you guys out there as well. A lot of you guys out here, not only let's not talk about the women, let's talk about the guys out here. A lot of guys out here, because you have low self-esteem. You have low self-esteem. And the reason why you have, and listen, this is why you have to work to get a hug and a kiss, because you are representing what she is, and she doesn't want to actually date herself. But most of you guys, because of your thoughts and your feelings, how you feel, how you think about yourself, is the reason why a lot of these women don't want to mess with you. All these things, how you move, how you think, how you just, you guys do not even accept yourself, because what can you accept that you have not created? You haven't created anything. You can't accept anything when you don't create things. And a man has self-worth. And that's why all of his opinions and thoughts are favorable, because of the unshaken core that he has that will drive a woman to want to be with him, because he is going to influence how she's going to feel about herself. Guys, I'll give you an example, because I think you're going to know more and understand. And then the ladies could probably chuckle at this, but what I'm saying is that a guy, when he gets a text message from a woman, you wake up in the morning, she sends you hello, you feel good about yourself. You don't feel good about yourself waking up. You feel good about yourself because somebody sent you something that you usually don't get. So you feel a certain way, okay? But what I'm saying is that I don't want you guys to manipulate the woman, because most of you guys are in this world of manipulation. But the only reason one manipulates is because one doesn't understand itself. See, most of you guys live off of your job. And let me give you an example, okay? And AT, I got you. Wait, what, Mutt? Oh, no, Mutt, what? What? What did I say, Mutt? Let me get to this question. Mutt, what did I say, Mutt? How you say it like that, girl? Now, let me get to this question right here. Steve, I realize I have low self-esteem and I tend to seek validation from others. Where should I start to build my self-esteem? Well, the building your self-esteem is building your book. You have got to create your world, your universe, and you have got to work on yourself. But you choose not to because you want other. See, let me explain what's happening to you. It's your prime example. See, those guys out there that go to school, okay? Yeah, I know. Hey, Steele, I know you do, motherfucker. I know you do. Anyway, Steele, let me finish talking. Anyway, listen, a lot of you guys out here, you think the only way to get a woman is by getting an education and having a degree on your wall or having a corner office or having a nice ride and all this other stuff. See, most of you guys, yes, and listen, I want to say this. I am not knocking anybody. Hold on, see here. I am not knocking anybody that is looking for their education because what you learn in school helps you understand the dynamics of the world we live in. So that's not a bad thing. You can take the lessons that you learn, and then you can use that to get a job to help you earn a living. But that has nothing to do with game. It has nothing to do with game. You going to school and you learning a job, gentlemen, is going to help you understand the fundamentals that allow you to coexist in this bubble that we're in so you can actually have a job and drive your little cake-ass car and all that other stuff. That doesn't mean anything with the game. Because your education is not you. That's what you do. That's not who you are. The education that you received in school provides you things. But this is the problem. You stand on your education and think that should be enough to get a woman to want to be with you? You think your education is going to turn her on? Well, I went to an Ivy League school. Yeah, I went to Ivy League school and, you know, and I was in Stanford or I was a Harvard grad and I went to Yale and all that goofy. Do you actually think that helps you? Because you struggle with yourself. Because while you were educating your outside, you never educated the inside. You never educated your mind. You never worked on yourself. You never implemented anything to build anything to make a woman say, damn, who is that? Well, why isn't he talking to me? Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all don't do any of that. And I'm going to explain why it's the hardest thing to do. Women fear change, gentlemen. They fear change. And the reason why women fear change, and this goes from wants to needs, the reason why they fear change is because change means lack of control. Change means lack of control. And when you make a woman decide that she wants to be with you, she will make that change. But gentlemen, how can you be the man she wants when all you're doing is making excuses for yourself? I am not the want. My boy's asking, I'll break it down. He asked me, what's the difference between a want and a need? I'm not a want. I am a need. But what is the consistency of a man that is different from a want than a need? What is the difference between a want and a need? The reason why women need to be with a real man is because she needs to understand why this man has vision. She needs to understand why is he a critical thinker. She needs to understand why does he drive and force results. She needs to understand why can he say no? Why can he walk away? Why does he have options? She needs to know why does he have a standard? Why is he the standard? She needs to know, wait a second, you mean to tell me because I got a body and I look good, you mean I don't get in the front door? You mean to tell me I got to go to Gander Mountain and I've got to put on my boots and I've got to prove to him that I am worth his curiosity? I got to prove to him that I'm worth his curiosity, his attention, his time, his respect. And if I, when am I going to get the dick? Who says you even worthy of that? Just because you look good and you show up, if your mind ain't good, you will be dismissed. But see, that's what intrigues women. Because I become the need. Yes. And not only am I the need, and like my boy says, we are the fantasies. Oh, wait, wait. Hold on. Hold on, guys. I don't think y'all understand what I'm about to talk about. Let me explain something. Do y'all know what it means to be the woman's fantasy? Let me explain something to you surface dwellers. Your fantasy is Netflix and chill.
Yeah, let's come over and let's go to Netflix and chill. Let's go to the bedroom.
That's your fantasy. Your fantasy is
she likes me. She hugged me. Oh, my God. If I just keep down the same road, she's going to give me a kiss.
Brother, I am the fantasy. I'm the one that can use a stack of cards and use the cards to play a strip game. I am the one that can take her, again, the middle of the countryside while it's raining and munch and hit in the rain. I'm the one that can paint. I'm the one that can paint her body. I'm the one that can take her on a sexual crusade. I am the one that can give her a fortune and be that fortune teller. I am the one that can be the boss or the employee if she chooses to let that be her fantasy. I can be the doctor and she can be the nurse. I can be the police officer or she can be the police officer. She won't be the dominatrix. That's the only thing. I will dominate her. I won't let her be the dominatrix in this one. I am the one that will take her outside and have sex. And I am the one that will open up the curtains in the middle of the night and smash her ass up against the window while everybody can see what I'm doing. I can be the mile high club to get her off on an airplane. I'm the one that can treat. I can also be the stranger. We can set it up. Hey, I want you to go to Club Liquid Steel and I'll meet you there at 2:00 and I show up and we're going to do this fantasy where you just sit at the bar and sip on your drink and I'm going to come over there and get in your ear, grab your hand, take you either in the car, in the alleyway. I am the one that will set up the threesomes between you and another woman. I am the one that can film you or allow you to film yourself. I am the one that take you in all these areas. But yet, the problem is you guys out here don't even see it. I am the one that will take control. I am the one that will not judge you for wearing those sexy heels. I'm the one that doesn't mind putting chocolate all over your motherfucking body. I am that one. I am the fantasy. So if I'm the fantasy, don't you think I get to make the rules here? Remember, the average guy, is it okay if I put the dip in? Is it okay? Well, yeah, put his arm around her. Can I kiss you now? Nah, yeah, come get the, I'm not even, I know y'all laughing at that shit. I'm serious. A lot of guys out here like this, and this is the problem. I keep telling you, the most important thing I am is I'm something when I'm not around, when you ain't nothing when you're not around. When I'm not around, I'm the one she can listen to my voice messages. When I'm not around, she can watch my videos. When I'm not around, she can even listen to my poetry. When I'm not around, she has access to me because let me tell you about these women. They are not going to just submit and just hold up a white flag and show you like on Planet of the Apes, you know, smacking Caesar's hand. They're not going to give in that easy. But they're going to listen. They're going to watch you. They're going to study you. But if there's nothing for her to watch or study, then what are you to her? You're just an average guy. And women have, unfortunately, when it comes to or it is tied into gentlemen, the wants, her wants, most of you guys fail the expectation. And that's why y'all lose with women. Because the woman has an expectation of a want. But why you fail is that you try to live up to her expectation. How does that even work? Why would you live up to her expectation? But see, when you go beyond expectation into the need, into her mind. See, you're fulfilling the expectation to unlock what's between her legs by begging, bartering, pandering, and kissing her ass. I want her mind because what's going to open her legs is not Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. It's motherfucking M-A-N. That's what's going to open her legs. What's going to open her legs is that the man that is going to influence her and either educate or elevate her, that's the only way he's going to move. No matter what her expectation is, her expectations are at a meager edge, gentlemen. And that's why her expectations are none of my business. Well, I want a guy that's 6'7" and he can fly and he can put his cape on and fly and put a cape over a rug or a puddle and allow me to be the woman that I want to be. Come on, man. I'm here to influence her attitude, her decisions. But not only her attitude and decisions, I want to go deeper. I want to influence her sexual perspectives, her sexual behaviors, her sexual interactions. Fuck all that. Hey, that basic stuff that y'all are doing, it's not going to work. I am all things, and she knows I'm all things, and that's the scary thing about it, because going beyond that point means that she must follow my lead, and that's scary for a woman to do that. See, thanks to you, you made me realize that women are not that special as they are as a perk. Why do you think it took me so long to realize that? Well, TB, the reason why I made you realize that is because all your life you have been building this great shrine for these women. All your life you have made everything about getting sex, and you've never even realized that real men don't even have to ask for this stuff. I know it sounds crazy, but you understand women will bring that to your throne. They have no problem telling you that you're sexy, you're cute, and they want to be with you. They have no problem throwing themselves at you. They have no problem saying, I want to do it. They have no problem saying how cute you are, how sexy your smile is, how nice you walk, your package. I mean, they say all that stuff. But they will say that when they trust that you're not the kind of person to run around and say, well, look at here. Look what she said on Instagram. See that, guy? I told you she ain't shit. Y'all mess it up. Another question is asked. Her needs. Does she know? No, she doesn't. Remember, I keep telling you, every woman out there doesn't understand that her mind is actually screwing her over like your mind is screwing you over. Her mind is keeping her a prisoner and a warden. Her mind is holding her down, is making her see that everything that she's doing is actually a false feeling tied into a lie of an emotion. She doesn't know what emotions and feelings are. Why do you think that they get rid of guys so fast on a whim? Because they're really not emotionally attached to that person. What they are, they have a feeling. When they see a guy, ooh, he looks good. Damn, look how tall he is. Wow, check girl. Oh my God, what you do for a living? Oh my God, you make that much money? Check girl, check. Oh man, he fits all my things. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to go and give him a little play. Is it okay if I undress you now? She's like, God damn. Damn, man, why is it always, this is what they think, they always get it. She'd be like, excuse me, I'd like to go to the ladies' room real quick. And she'll go into that ladies' room and be like, God damn it. Why does this motherfucker, when it comes to the I do, he's always checking everything off. Fuck. I just want him to take it, and he won't even take it. He's asking for permission to take it, and I've got a neon sign that says take it, and he's asking for permission. God damn it. Next. Versus, he really doesn't have a good job. He really ain't the size or the height that I ever wanted. He ain't really even got a nice car. He doesn't even dress well. His apartment, it's average. It's all right. But goddamn, I can't stop fantasizing about him. Goddamn, oh my God, the way he grabs my hair, smacks my ass, spits on me, say, take. Oh, he's so bad. He's so bad. He makes me want to be fatter. He gives me permission to be bad. I can be what I want to be. He doesn't follow me around. He doesn't nag me or handcuff me in helicopter. He just allows me to do what I want. And my God, it's as if that I actually don't even want to do anything because the fuck is that? Am I missing this motherfucker? Do I miss him? No, girl. No, you can't. No. He's not the right guy for you. He doesn't fit our checklist of what do's. But when it comes to the I am, my God. I think about him all the time, but I can't let him know I think about him because I don't want him to let him know I'm thirsty for him. Damn, the way he talks, man, can I? Ooh-wee, man, can you imagine when he gets me in the pillow? My gosh. But I can't, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't think this way. No, some women laugh dirty, Jay. Some women have dirty thoughts. I'm just letting those some things out. What I'm saying is that this is what I'm trying to get you guys to see. See, you actually think that if she checks things off of what she wants, is that it's not going to go anywhere. Because I know this one thing for sure, gentlemen. is that this is why I do not want what's between her legs. I want what's between her mind, because that will influence and unlock everything, every expectation. I will be able to be the cause and the cure. I will be the one that can take away her fears, her worries, and anxieties, but I will also be the one to make her feel fears, anxieties, and worries, wondering, am I going to get rid of her? Is she good enough for me? What does she have to do to meet my expectations? Listen to what I'm saying. My expectations. And this is what the game is, man. Asking herself, trying to figure out. See, with the average guy, she knows what she's experiencing. But with a man that she needs, she doesn't understand about the experience. Because the result is an unexpected result, because how can she know something when she's never met you before? So what would the result be? The result will only end at her mind. Her result will be, I'm going to throw this on this guy. I'm going to throw it on him, and I'm going to throw it on him so good, I'm going to make him mad in about 3 minutes. And guys, y'all know what I tell you guys. Me and my boy Liquid still know about this. See, guys, y'all don't know about the Indian guy lotion. Now, back in the day, there was a thing called Indian guy lotion. They got other stuff now, permethrin and all this other stuff. But back in the day, there was something called Indian guy lotion. And you used to have to go to Chinatown and get it. And when you spray that joint 3 times on the head or the crown of your thing, you straight going for 30, 40 minutes. And what you're doing is you're breaking her. Because the woman who thinks that she's got the ism down there and it doesn't make you come, it breaks her. But gentlemen, I don't mean to say break her in a mean way, but this is a break in a conquering way, because once you break her, she's broken. And I don't mean break isn't broken as being mean, but I'm saying that they ain't ready. They ain't ready. Yeah, they still got it. Yeah, they got it. They still got it. She doesn't understand the reality that I create. She doesn't understand the reality I create with her. I am going to influence her to see things about herself that she's not used to seeing. What happens when you push her beyond that edge, gentlemen? She's yours. Because you are making a shift in her mind. You're shifting her mind. And I keep telling you guys, I'm the opportunity. I'm not the option. Y'all, I'm not the option. But what is so great, and I know this is going to sound really messed up, guys, but there is nothing like when you meet them and they say they have somebody. It's nothing like when you meet them and they say that, well, I'm talking to a few guys. It's nothing. Hey, guys, it's nothing like meeting them and being at the end of the line. See, for you guys, y'all are threatened. Y'all are worried. Like, y'all, oh, man. It is nothing like being at the end of the line and knowing. Hey, look. And knowing that I'm not going to move up to, listen to me. I'm not going to move up in that line. She's going to move me up that line. I'm going to say it again. I don't think y'all hear me. See, when y'all at the end of the line, y'all struggling to move up. I like to be at the end of the line because you don't understand when she thinks she has reached a top of a hill, which she thinks is a mountain, meeting me is going to force her to move me up the line. And the greatest thing is when I get neck and neck with the champion of that hill, it is at that point she has got to make a decision. Do I stay with this boring-ass guy that I've been with? He's all right, but he's just, the same old cookie cutter, or do I bring in and usher this new guy who I, it just, he's just, everything he does is so amazing. And that is the beauty about it. It's beautiful. It's, oh guys, I tell you, it's nothing like being at the end. I love it. I live for it. It's nothing like when they say, I'm seeing someone. Or I'm in love. I like the guy. And you just laugh. It's not even fair what the fuck is about to happen. Because what she doesn't know is that the guy that she loves, the guy that she likes, guy that she's interested in, or the guy that she's seeing, is still outside looking in. He hasn't tapped. He has not got here because he can't get there. Because the only reason he is where he's at is because he has been begging and bartering and begging some more to do one thing, and that's get between her legs. So he has been manipulating situations to do one thing. He ain't trying to get this up here. He ain't trying to get this up here. This is our advantage, guys. Remember I told you, they are going to try to cheat the game. They may have her for now, but we get them forever. Listen to what I'm saying. They have them for now, we get them forever. Because even though he's with her right now, guys, wait. Guys, you don't think she can be in bed with another man and tell me she misses me? You don't think she can be in a bed with another man and say, I'm thinking about you? You don't think she can be in a bed with another man and say, I can't wait to see you? I say, wait, this ain't no judgment, guys. Hey, hold on. Don't get mad. I'm just trying to show y'all something. I'm trying to show y'all something here. Listen to me. Guys, my dog, listen. You may have her right now because you have got to the gate. You will have her right now. I'm going to have her forever. Because while you were begging and coming from the side and going through that damn window or trying to backdoor and be her best friend, her bestie, because I'm the kind of guy that I believe that, you know, I'm not like those other guys out there. I don't want sex. It's no start growing. Well, I don't want sex. You know, I believe that people should be friends before lovers. Fuck. Are you serious? And all I'm saying is that you're going to get a relationship. But I'm going to get it forever. Because the way I'm coming in is that I don't want nothing less than her A game, meaning that she's got to give me 100%. Because if I don't get 100%, I will dismiss her. And it's not because she's not giving me the husband 100%. It's that when I realize I'm wasting my time, I'm gone. I'm gone.
I'm going to wait. Yeah, well, oh my God, it's been 4 years. Let me mark the calendar. You know, today's our anniversary. It's our 4-year anniversary of being friends. You know what? I need to think of something special to do with her because, I mean, we're not actually like in love and, you know, she talks to me about other guys and, you know, she won't let me touch her and all we do. See that shit? I'm not that motherfucker. I'm not that guy. I am not that guy. But I'm the one that's going to be forever. You want to know why? Because I'm going to show her things in herself that the average guy can't show her. And she's going to invite me in. I'm not going to beg to go in. I'm not going to barter the guy. Have you met me? I don't have to beg. Fuck. Wait, let me try. Wait, let me try. Let me try. Please. Whew, I can't do it. Ooh, how does that work? Wait, let me try one more.
What do you do for a living? Holy shit. How do y'all do it? Shit. How do y'all do it? What? I can't even. Whoa. How does that even work? Whoa, man. Woo-wee. Can't do that, man. Hey, I can't do that. Shit. Hell no. But let me tell you guys, the moment you beg, the moment you barter, the moment you got to prove yourself, you will never get 100% of that woman no matter how long you're with her. Ooh, I want y'all to listen to that. Hold on. I want y'all to listen to that. Hold on. I want y'all to listen. If you beg, barter, or try to prove yourself to that woman, you will never get 100% of her. And do you want to know why? When she's gone, she's gone, and she forgets about you like that? Because there's nothing special about you. That's why I am forever. I am not your friend. I don't want you to like me. I don't want you to be attracted to me. I don't want you to even love me. I know you're going to do all that stuff, but I don't want that shit. I don't want that stuff. I don't want crumbs. I want to be the addiction. I want to be the hobby, the habit. Nothing less than that. But the only way I'm going to get that is be keep it a buck with you. And when you let me in, I will be forever. And that means when she's, see, right now, this is the beautiful thing why we have the advantage, guys. We have the advantage because all these women right now have guys outside. Nobody is getting into this because they're too busy trying to unlock that. I'm not trying to unlock that. I'm trying to get this to unlock everything. See, I have patience. I don't have to rush this. You guys got to rush it because you got to have it right now. You guys, oh my God, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to kiss her. No, I'm telling you guys right now, there is no thrill like you starting at the end of the line and she moves you up to the front of the line to where you're neck and neck with the number one guy. And she knows it's not really going anywhere. You know, I'm with them, and, you know, everything's okay. You know, everything's stagnant. You know, we just do this. But here you come piping with that yak you put in their ears and their eyes. And she, oh, my goodness, I got to have them. And you know why she's got to have me? Because she can have me and still be with you. I don't give a fuck because I conquer. I got her. Do what you – hey, this is what I keep telling you guys. If she wants a relationship, who am I to stop you from going after – I'm your chill. Hey, give me your pom-poms. Rah-rah, sis-boom-bah. Go for that man. Yay, team. I'm a team player. I'm good with it. But here lies the problem, guys. Once they get with a little bit of you, do you actually think they want any of them? Nah. She doesn't. What she sees as a relationship is just a boring thing. She starts to realize all this time in my life, it's just been, oh my God, I just have guys just come along. And this is why there's no emotional attachment, because she can pull herself crayon time, write this down. A woman can easily disassociate and detach from somebody she's not rooted into. Listen to what I'm saying. She can easily detach herself and move away individual she's not rooted in. And how can she be rooted in you when you're rooted in her? Ooh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Steve. She's in your apartment complex living for free. She gets free water, free electricity. She gets the freedom to do whatever she wants. She gets free food, free drinks. She gets free phones. She gets free attention. Oh, man, she's living a lifestyle. Do you actually think that she wants to give that up? But when she's ready to let that go, she's gone. You have never been rooted in her core to a point where she can't get rid of you. Why do I keep telling you? See, if you know anything about addiction, it's always going to be there. You can never, ever, no matter how hard you try. Hi, my name is Cassie. Hi, Cassie. Hey, today is my it's been 5 years now. Oh, Cassie, 5 years now since I talked to that asshole. Oh, Cassie. And she walks out that damn door. It's been 5 years. Why didn't you talk to me? What did I do? Y'all think I'm playing. But see, y'all don't understand. Y'all think it's funny. But I'm serious. I'm serious. You guys do not understand or know addiction. What if she's rooted into you? Is it difficult now for her? Well, here's the thing. It's you being rooted into her. When she's rooted into you, you can't let her go. You are in your feelings. You are the one crying. You're the one begging. You're the one trying to prove. You're the one, you can't let her go. You smoking her. God, oh man, she's strong and full, man. Some good, she got some good kush. That is why when she's rooted in you, why you're at the door. Because you can't do anything for her but beg, barter, submit, and give her your spine and your balls. I'm saying to all you guys listening to me, this is why we win, because once she lets you in, not from the side windows and not from the back door, when she literally opens the door and says, come in, then I am all, remember I told you, remember, what is it, War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise? Y'all remember that movie, War? I got a tongue rolling. Y'all remember that movie with Tom Cruise, War of the Worlds, okay? Y'all remember that movie? If the machines were already underground, meaning that seed that, wait, let me see, where's it at? Hold on. Where the fuck, oh, here it is. Oh, wait, sorry. Wait, I'm moving the camera out of the way. I'm sorry. If the machine, guys, this is my Mickey Mouse. Don't laugh at this. This is my Mickey Mouse. Sorry. But if the machines were already, now look, follow me on, yeah, War of the Worlds. Follow me on this. If the movie showed the machines were already underground, dormant, right? Once the aliens came in and shot underground, then they popped up, right? So it's the same thing as I told you with Mickey Mouse. Remember I told you with Mickey Mouse? Mickey planted the seed for us. This is what y'all don't understand. Mickey did the planted the seed. Mickey set all these women up for us. Look, the seed is already in her subconscious of the asshole, the jerk, the bad guy, the villain. It's already here. It's already here. And what do you think happens when she invites us in? Once she invites us in, it's over. It's done. You want to know why, guys? She's never invited a guy in that she wanted to invite in. Every guy has been trying to beg, barter, and try to prove to get in, and that's why you can't get in. Remember, there are checks and balances of the game. You cannot manipulate your way into the mind. You must have her bring you in. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to be rooted in her mind where I am for fucking ever. I am not just a here and now, I'll be forever. Because y'all know, y'all, everyone has people that are addicted. Z asked the question, everyone has people that are addicted or knows someone who's been has an addiction. Let me read this. How are they given the invite if you're not the one putting the bid in? No, the man is putting his bid in by letting her know that, look, I'm trying to get at you, but what I'm trying to get at is something you see. All right, think about this. If you have all your weapons pointed from the sides and the back, because that's all you know to do, you protect the sides from the guys that's coming from the sides, and you protect the back. You don't protect the front because you're not used to someone being real with you. You're not used to it. So I am putting my bid in by extracting feelings out of you to where you realize the importance of me, and you realize that if you don't get your shit together, I'm gone. I think y'all got it wrong. We already have our shit together. That's why you got to work for us. But you're willing to do that because of the benefits that come along with being with a man. You work for us. You will do that work. Hold on, he says, when you have a woman's mind, women can be obsessed with a... No, you're... Hey, Mr. Success, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm going to explain why you're wrong and why your mind is lying to you. See, you are onto this. And why do y'all guys always use these catchphrase words like masculine man? Man, y'all need to stop with that cupcake female talking. Stop doing that. That's not going to help you out, cupcaking. What man walks around and says, I'm a masculine man? Man, a dude will punch him right in his face. You are either a man or you're not. There ain't no masculine man. Stop trying to cover up stuff. What I am saying, Z, is that when you get around someone, when you think about him, knowing he hasn't laid a finger on you, you on your way. When you meet a man that has not begged to win you over or begged, please, let me put the tip in, and please, let's get a room together, and please, all this stuff, and he knows you want to do it just because you want to do it. You don't even understand. He's already in. See, Z, let me explain something. All right, Z, it's one thing to think about a guy that's begging and bartered his way into your feelings and you think about him, that's not a, he didn't touch anything. It's when you're thinking about him, when you shouldn't be thinking about him. Wait, let me refresh. I think the camera's a little blurry. Give me a second. Let me just try that, and hopefully that kills the blur. I hope that. Can y'all see me? Is there any blur? Let me see. Let me switch to camera number two and see. Okay, that's good. That's clear. We'll go to camera number two. One is blurry. What I am saying to you women, see, you don't even understand what it is you're actually doing. You actually think that you know what love is. You don't know what love is. You only know what love is from your mindset that shows you that this is what love is, and you actually think that that is real, authentic love. You don't know what love is. You don't know what love. You think love. You, a lot of guys beg for your love, and they're not. If they're not getting 100% of you, that ain't love. That's a strong like. And most of you women are in like relationships. That's why you go in and out, and you can just move on from one guy to the next, because there's nothing in it for you, if that makes any sense. There's nothing in it for you. So what you actually think is love, is it love when he's begging for it? Is it love when he's pandering for it? Is it love when he's trying to prove himself to you? Is it love when he's trying to make an impression? Is he, you think that's love? No, that's a strong like. Because you're not getting 100% of him, because he's actually giving you 50 to 75% of him. Because his intentions are not for you. It's for what's between your legs. And I don't think you women understand this. I hate to pop your bubble. What if a man is in a relationship? What about, what do you mean? What's the key? Wait, what do you mean? What about being in a relationship? It doesn't matter. Just, okay. Just because somebody is a boyfriend, husband, they live together, or they're dating, the fuck is that to a man? It ain't nothing to a man. Because you're only giving what you're getting, and if you're getting 50% from a service, well, they'll have game. And you have your mind set that average is good, then that's just a strong like. Z asks another question. Here we go. Z asks, so the addiction, the way you make them to believe in itself opposed to the intermittent. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, look, yes, listen, peep game. The addiction is not trying to manipulate you. That's why there are checks and balances. Nobody is trying to manipulate you to get in your mind. It's just your mind cannot handle authenticity. All you've been dealing with since elementary school are fake-ass guys that are bartering and begging. What do you think your mind has shaped your world to see? An edge. And that's an edge of just average motherfucking guys. So you would grab the average guy and think that you're actually in love. And that, yeah, again, FOA, a strong like. But if I am not begging, I'm not bartering, I'm not kissing your ass, but yet you can't stop thinking about me, yet you wonder what I'm doing, you want to talk to me, and you miss hearing my voice, I'm already in. Because you allowed me in. I didn't do any of the stuff that I'm just saying, as in the situation. A man doesn't do those things. I don't need to beg my way in and barter. I just show up. But I don't mind showing up at the end of the line. I don't mind being at the end of the line, because eventually I'm going to be number one anyway. Or, as you may say, 1A. And 1A is the side dude that you know. I'm just a dildo, and you can lease me out, and you can have your relationship. I'm not trying to stop you from having your relationship. I keep telling y'all guys, watch on Netflix, Sex Love or Love Sex. No, Sex Life. Sex Life. Is it Sex Life or Love Sex? Sex Life, right? Watch it. If you watch that movie, that is your life when you're with a man. Except the little cupcake thing with the where the bad guy was like, "Hey, little governor, I bloody love you, and I want you to be with me, Lal. I want you to know to be together." All that cake shit he said. That's just the female part. Yeah, Sex Life. Thank you. That's just the lie in the fairy tales and all that other shit. They had to systematically water the bad guy down. That's the woman part. That's a woman part. That's a woman part. Because what y'all guys don't understand is your mind, when you let me, when you decide to take the cocaine or the fentanyl or the heroin of me, shit, you're done. You're done. And you know what? And we are at least nice enough to say to you, "I don't know if this is a good idea." You know how many women I say that to, and they be like, "Well, why? Why?" Because you know, being with me is you. Listen, okay. See, this is how it goes. "Well, you never been with a guy like me before," and we'll be like, "Man, bitch, please." So when we say, "What you think they say to us?" "Bitch, please. I've heard that a million times. You never met a man like me. You never met a man like me." And then you end up kissing my ass, crying, and begging for me. So they've got this false sense of what it's like, which is to our advantage. Hey, you can never say I didn't warn you. You can never say, "Look, I will tell you about Camp Crystal Lake before you come in. Do you really want this?" Yes. And as soon as they end the yes, the S and the yes, it's done, because they are actually letting you in through their core, the true emotion, not the fake fucking feelings that they are feeling. See, this is why I keep telling y'all guys, you don't understand how the mind works with women. The mind plays games with the woman just like your mind plays games with you. It allows her to have strong likes, which she calls love. "I love him." Shit. And then he screw up. She's like, "Man, fuck this guy." How many guys, how many women do you know that met a guy? It's like, "You know what? Roger's so nice. He's so kind. And you know what? I love him." 3 months later, "Fuck Roger. Gets on my nerves. Man, I don't know." Think about what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying. Gentleman says, "I've heard the word core a lot, but what is the core? I'm kind of new to this stuff." No, you're not new to it. You have a core. You already know what it is. And let me explain what your core is. Your core is the closest thing I can describe your core is your numbers and your alphabets. That is your core. Because that's the one thing that you can say anytime, anywhere, any place, believe in it and not be threatened, worried, or fear of rejection. You know your numbers and you know your alphabets, so that's your core. That means you can say any number in the winter, spring, summer, fall. It doesn't matter if there's 5 women, 10 women. You can count to 10 and not care what anybody thinks. That is your core. That's what I'm talking about. That is your core. But women don't understand that they have that too. But their lie is, see, there are simple checks and balances to this thing, okay? See, the mind will not let her, okay, why would the mind let her realize that she can find her own happiness herself? Why would the mind do that? What is in it for her mind to tell her that she can actually find happiness herself? Please. Remember I told you, think about worship in church. You guys have God that you pray to. And then you have the church as the middleman, and then it's you, right? So in this thing is, it's the woman, the mind, and happiness. Do you think the mind wants her to go straight to happiness and stop worshiping him? She worships the mind. The mind is not going to give her the freedom to really actually see that that dress, that purse, that shoe, and that makeup would never make her happy. Shit, hell no. So what does the mind do? The mind makes her think that watching a Kardashian show and wearing what Kim Kardashian wears is going to give her some self-worth. Or listening to Beyonce sing a song about independence is going to give her some self-worth. Or wearing that dress is going to give her some self-worth. Or that makeup is going to give her some self-worth. So don't think her mind ain't screwing her over like your mind screwing you over. It's a, you both, all y'all minds are screwing y'all over. And I'm saying to you guys, is that do you actually think that the person that's running her life right now is actually going to give up the seat and the position? That's why he's throwing her off the scent by making her feel something that she thinks is love, but it's only a strong feeling, and she's never, it's never even dawned on her. How is it I can be in love with this guy today and just turn off a love and get rid of him? Because if I actually love him, my love should carry on through the thick and thin and all that bullshit that they try to get, they try to sell you on with those Hallmark cards. But what I'm saying is, see, women don't even ask themselves that question because no one's ever challenged those women to ask themselves that question. So they can fall in and out of love like a goddamn roller coaster going up and down. In and out. And what I'm saying is when she, remember, see, here's the problem. If you meet her and she's got values, trust, morals, and judgments, and she doesn't even know you well, and you systematically beg your and barter your way and knock those things off, are you actually doing it at 100 or are you doing it at fucking 50%? Kind of like even 25%. So you're knocking those things off, but you're not knocking those things off to get her mind. You're trying to get her to open her legs. That's there where you lost, because you will never get her to, you will never be able to connect with her because she's already connected to you, because you're trying to barter your way into her legs, meaning you're thinking more about her motherfucking ass than she's thinking about you. So you automatically lose. And just because she gives you a little bit of crumbs doesn't mean that you're winning. You just better hope a motherfucker like us doesn't roll up, because you're done. You're done, son. It's a done data when you get around a man. It does not matter. Again, what is the other seed? Guys, go to any bookstore in the world and walk in that bookstore, make two rights and a left, and there's going to be this long row called romance novels. Close your eyes, grab any book you want to grab. Just close your eyes, reach, grab any book you want to grab. Write down the name and the title, go back home and get a summary of that book, and it's all going to be the same thing. A wife with a basic-ass relationship that feels that this is the best it is, kind of like Bridges in Madison County. You know what? This is the best it's going to be. Well, guess what? My husband and their kids, they're going away. But you know what? I'll just stay back, and I'll just clean, and I'll cook, and I'll just, you know, I'll just relax in a tub and just go about my merry way until she says, you know what? I need to go. I'm going to go out and just probably go get something to eat, and then run into Clint Eastwood. Clint, that little bit of yak, Clint already got her. And in two days, she loved Clint more than she ever even loved her husband. because her husband was outside the doors. Clint was inside her mind. It doesn't, gentlemen, it doesn't matter if you got her. It doesn't matter if you ain't got game. And I ain't going to say ain't no shit. I'm not going to say no, she's for the streets, because I'm not here to disrespect women. I'm just saying you only, shit, you better hope. You better hope. See, what y'all guys do, y'all wait and say, ooh, hope today she doesn't run into a man, because she run into a man, I'm screwed. What are some ways men, you've already lost because you're talking about other men, can work on their charisma? You can't. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Success. Tell me and everybody listening, what the fuck does charisma get you? Please explain to me. If you are charismatic, tell me in the whole room, if you're, what is that supposed to get you? Come on. I know what you're about to say. And ladies, let me say it before he even opens his mouth. He wants to know how to be more charismatic to get some ass. Thus, he's already lost because he's trying to become charismatic for a woman. And what y'all don't is, y'all are killing yourselves with these questions. You don't want to be charismatic for yourself. You want to be charismatic because you think that's going to get you a woman. Shame on you. Let's keep going. What's up, C. Mendoza? How you doing, my brother? Thank you, man. Thank you. It is going over the ears, brother. I'm trying. Is it weak to anticipate or be impatient about reaching my goal? Yes. What? Okay, caller. How are you going to reach something that is infinite? You think about that one. All right, let me go to this guy right here. He says, okay, all right. You're saying charismatic for yourself. So let me ask you the question. You being charismatic for yourself, what is that for? What is that going to do? Explain. What is that supposed to do? What is you being charismatic for yourself supposed to do? I want to know, please. Let me know. I'm curious. I'm not being a dickhead. Please let me know. What is it going to do for you? Because it surely ain't going to do nothing for the woman. Look, bro, listen. Success, listen. I know a lot of you guys lie to yourself and try to pretend like you want to be a smooth guy. That, you know, I know you want sex, and I'm not knocking you for wanting sex. I know you want it. V Media says, Steve, just asking, but if you reach your core, then not be consistent and lose it, do you lose your, how, okay. All right, listen. Let me show you how simple this question is and why your question is a false answer of a question. Tell me something, V Media. Have you forgot how to count from 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, and I can go on and on? Have you forgot to say your ABCs? So how can you – see, this is what I keep trying to tell you. That's why I'm trying to correlate what I'm saying to your numbers and ABCs, because this is why you guys have never reached it, because you're trying to figure out what the fuck it is. I told you. You can't lose something at your core. You can't lose your numbers and you can't lose your alphabets unless you get Alzheimer's or some shit like that when you're like 60 years old or something. But right now, you can't lose your core. How can you see you're kind of going, it's a weird question you're asking, because what man is inconsistent when it comes to knowing his numbers? I mean, my God, didn't you learn that shit in kindergarten? Well, Miss Crabtree, I know what a 2 is. Come on, dude. You did that and you knew your numbers in kindergarten. You knew your ABCs. So how can you be inconsistent on something you've been studying for over 12 years? Come on, man. Stop. Let me get to Mr. Charisma. In terms of charisma with having interesting conversations, but we keep, hey, hold on, time out. Why would you have interesting conversations with surface dwellers? What kind of a, well, hi, Bob, how are you doing? Well, I got the new Elf Wizard card. You, gee, God, Willie, well, I got the new Pokemon card. Well, can we meet up and is that your charisma? What? Wait a second. And I'm not trying to be a dick here. What reason would you want to be charismatic to your friend? And your friends are guys. So why would you be charismatic to a bunch of dudes? And why would you be charismatic to your family? Are you serious? What does that mean? I'm not trying to be a dickhead. What does it mean? Explain to me, what does it mean to be charismatic to your friends? Hey, John, guess what? I've got my new pair of shoes. You want to see them? What, is that it? Why would somebody want to be charismatic to a bunch of dudes? And you better not have women friends. So why would you be charismatic to a bunch of guys? And why would you be charismatic to your friends? What is that for? Well, hey, John, that was quite charismatic of you. Wow. Hey, come closer. Let me smell your cologne. Oh, yeah, John. Wow, that cologne is really charismatic. Can I hit you on your butt as you walk out the door? I mean, is hey, no, you better not be trying to impress no dudes or press your family. Y'all better stop that, man. Why do you guys want to worry about your loser friends? Didn't we teach you guys that you are a percentage of the losers you hang out with? Well, John, no. Let me unbutton one button and open up your shirt a little bit. Wait, hold on. Let me grab some of the hair. Wait, a little bit too much. John. Hey, John, you're real charismatic now. I mean, is that what you're talking about? I'm serious. I'm not joking. Hey, success, please answer that. I'm not trying to be funny. Hold on. Wait a second. You're saying impressing people doesn't mean you're trying to hook up with them. Only a loser impresses other men. What? Okay, please. Wait. Let me ask this guy on TikTok. Please explain to me why a grown man wants to impress another man. Please tell me. I'm asking the guy on TikTok because he said impressing people doesn't mean you're trying to hook up with them. Please, I'm asking. You never go up to a guy and be like, oh, wow, you're charismatic. Are you serious? This is why you guys should only have a handful of friends. Get rid of your loser friends. Dump them. To fit in, well, then that's your problem. Okay, he answered. I appreciate the question. Let me read what he said. He says to fit in. No, what you mean? Wait. Hey, hype. H-Dog, let me read something to you. Hold on, Hype. Hype. Hype, I got you, dog. I like what you're saying, Hype. But let me read something to you. Hype, do you know a guy named Oscar Brown? All right, let me pull up Oscar. Oscar Brown is a singer, Hype, okay? And in the year of our Lord, 1974, Oscar Brown wrote a song called The Long Ranger, Oscar Brown. And let me tell you how much game he had in the song. Okay, for all you aficionados, look up Oscar Brown Jr. and look at the lyrics, The Long Ranger. Because this young man says that to fit in, we all try to fit in and tend to mirror our friends and our groups. You see the, and I'm not calling you a loser, but y'all can't do this shit. But let me read Oscar Brown. Now, this is before the internet in 1974. And it reads, and I quote, the Long Ranger and Tonto were riding down the Navajo Trail when a band of Indians found them, proceeded to surround them, and the Long Ranger kind of turned pale. Tonto, our lives are in danger. We got to get away if we can. Tonto looked at the Long Ranger and said, what you mean we, white man? What you mean me, white man? Tell me what you mean we. Tell me what you mean we. You be in a heap of trouble, but it don't involve me. Do you see what I'm saying? Verse 2. The Long Ranger said, Tonto, why talk about the shade and out of my, wait, why talk about the shade out of my hide after all we've been through? It would make me mighty blue if you don't remain in my side. Well, steal away, said the Long Ranger. Grab the engine by the hand. Tonto said, turn me loose, stranger. What you mean we, white man? Just because you hanging out with somebody doesn't mean your problems are my problems, because we ain't really boys. And that's what Oscar Brown was trying to explain in the song, The Long Ranger. You be in a heap of trouble, but it don't involve me. So why do you think I want to be around a guy that worries about fitting in with me? What kind of a loser would want to wake up every morning saying, I've got to impress a dude? I've got to impress a dude? I've got to fit into a guy? What? Why? Hey, guys, look it up. It's a great song. It's a great song. It has a lot. It's a punch in your chest song. That's why real ones don't have to prove themselves to other men, because real will always recognize real, young man. And the fact that you said, and I quote what you said, that you said that you want to fit in. Now, wait a second. Now, let me say something, H. If you're playing Call of Duty with somebody, of course, that is outside of you. You're playing a video game. But you should never try to impress anybody. You should be trying to impress yourself. Guys, we've got about 14 minutes left. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. Let me grab this question right here. Was Oscar Brown also saying, don't take on other problems, white man? It doesn't mean if it's white man, black man, blue man, green man, or I don't care, purple man. It doesn't matter. You be in trouble. That shit don't involve me. What goes on in your life is none of my business. We may be riding together, but don't think I got your back when you start some stuff. Charisma on one hand, fitting in. And then y'all wonder what women are dealing with. Y'all wonder what women are dealing with every day. A man does not try to impress other men. It just is something is wrong. It's an imbalance, a chemical mind imbalance. Because if you are trying to impress a guy, what are you going to do with a woman? If you're trying to impress a dude, what is that going to do when you get around a woman? You're going to do everything to kiss her ass and put fruit at her feet. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make sense. I'm saying to you guys out here that I'm not making this about race or anything like that. It's just it's a song in 1974 because Long Ranger was, I guess, a hit back then. I don't know. But I'm saying to y'all guys out here that stop having charisma for friends and family. Stop trying to fit into dudes, because if you're doing that and you see a woman, what the hell do you think you're going to do to that woman? You're going to try to fit in. That's all I'm saying. But see, when you don't try to fit in with a woman and you don't try to fit out with a woman and you just be who you are, then that's the change that's going to draw the woman in, because she's never met a man that's not trying. I'm not trying to fit in. I'm not trying to fit in. I will dismiss a woman that is wasting my time. And I don't mean, if she's boring, I'm letting her go. If she's playing games, I'm letting her go. If she thinks I'm a surface dweller, I'm letting her go. If she treats me like a surface dweller. If a woman even says, listen to me, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'll think about it, I guess, and I'll let you know later, she's gone. You guys would be, oh, well, okay. Well, I'll ask you later. No, she's gone. She's gone. And that's how men should be. Yeah, hey, Car, hey, C-Dog, don't retract. You cool, dog. You good, big dog. Listen, let me pop this in. C-Dog, don't retract anything. I don't know if that was what you're tracking. You cool, dog. You good. You cool, big dog. Well, yeah. No. It's not okay, you're saying if it's a yes, it's a no. No. If you're wasting my time, I'm gone. Period. But listen. I'm not saying that, well, if she doesn't give you sex, you should be gone. You shouldn't even be begging for this stuff in the first place. When did a law pass that a woman can't beg for your time? When did that law come down? When is there a law that she has to impress you? Yeah, I know what I'm saying. It's like, you think I'm smoking some herbs. But I am saying for you guys out here, when did they pass a law that a woman cannot submit and roll fruit at your feet, run behind you? When? I'm saying to all of you guys out here, listen to me. I don't ask her to do it. They do it because how I make moves. I'm not even talking about the moves I make with her. It's the moves she sees me doing with myself that draws her in, where the average guy is trying to figure out a way to impress her, kiss her behind, and do whatever she wants them to do. I'm not doing that. You say my girl does, and we do it for each other, and that shows a good relationship. What? Wait, what? You think a good relationship is that you do for each other? I guess. Huh. I guess you never met a man that has these women. Hey, you never met somebody like, baby, let me get your hand off that dish. I'm washing the dishes. All right, let me grab it. Get your hand off that vacuum cleaner. I'm vacuuming the floors. Let me fold it. Get your hand off the bed. I'm fixing the bed. See, y'all think I'm joking. Y'all think I'm joking. See, well, y'all got me like, excuse me. I was wondering if you could possibly, find a little time in your busy schedule to maybe, not necessarily like wash a dish. I mean, just kind of like putting a wet, sudsy towel to a plate. I ain't doing that. Who do you think I am? Do you actually think that I'm going to do this? I'm every woman. I'm in the pit. See, that's what y'all guys get. But see, when you a man, that's the reason, the excuse to see you. They know you have other women, and the only way they get to see you is by showing a little elbow grease and saying, you know what? I want to come by. I know you got those dishes stacked. Girl, I only got like three. Let me just, all right, come on over. And she's like, ooh, I get to go see you. But see, y'all have never been in that position where a woman will find, listen, guys, listen. I keep preaching to all you guys that women are not just going to come out and say they want you, they need you, or they're infatuated with you. It does not happen. That only happens in porn. But they will give you subtleties and clues that they're really into you. But the problem is they don't want to be into you because they feel like being into you is losing control, because their into you is not like the into those other guys. A woman will find a guy that she will like. A woman will find a guy that she will love in her eyes, which she thinks is love, or which is a strong like, right? But why can't she cut that guy off, okay? What do you mean, what kind of women am I messing with? It's not about the woman. What do you mean? I mess with all kind of women. It's not the woman. I'm the man. Do you think I'm gonna bend what I am for a woman? Shit, come on, man. I think you're in the wrong room. Anyway, what I'm saying is to you guys out there is that these women will submit to you, okay? All right? Okay? But it has to be a man that has – there has to be a man that has something – like. She's not going to just wash your dishes just to wash them. Because remember, when you're giving her 50% of yourself, why should she wash a dish for somebody that she strongly likes? She will never love you the way she will love a man like me. Because what you guys have is not love. It's just a strong friendship, a strong like. And that's what she associates like with love, because that's as far as her mind got her thinking, because that's, y'all don't understand game. They never experienced love until they got around a real man. But again, she knows what love is when she can't get that man off her mind. And I don't care if it's today, tomorrow, next week, next month, 2 years from now, she can go to all them AA meetings and all that other stuff and get all the coins she wants. She will always be mine, period. And that's the real. But one can't see what I'm talking about when one doesn't have game, because one's reality and perception is not deep enough in one's core to understand that you're the prize. And if you don't believe you're the prize, then you're the problem. If you're not the prize, then you're the problem. Let me get this. He says, I've seen 9.5 weeks. He said, I watched 9.5 weeks and I'm starting to understand what you're teaching. The game is about having power. Right, yeah, hey, brother, I'm telling you, D, you got to watch. Hey, Purple Rain or watch Bridges of Madison County, dude. Or Sex Life. Eat, love, sex, whatever that thing is. Sex, love, sex life, whatever. Watch those things, dog, because what I'm showing you is a reality that most men will never get to, because they will take the crumbs a woman gives them, because they're crumb snatchers. They will take the crumbs women give them. The I don't knows, the maybes, I'll think about it, because in their eyes, they're close to getting sex. In their eyes, they think they're close to getting something. And that's not it. They're not. It's not it, man. But women don't want you to know this information, okay? Women don't want you, okay? The guy asked me, why do you want someone to submit to you? It's demeaning. Says the women that got you suckers buying them jewelry. So is it demeaning that you got to buy her dinners to get her time? Is it demeaning that you have to kiss her ass? Is it demeaning that you got to bend over and rip off your spine to get some of her attention? My God, what is wrong with you guys? How is that demeaning? I'm not being mean. I'm not being mean. Listen, here's the beautiful thing. She don't have to be with me. I don't give a fuck. But guess what? She's going to be with me because I don't give a fuck. See, you care because you're in your feelings, big dog. You're in your feminine. It's okay. It's okay because you don't understand. You better hope your woman doesn't run into a man like me. She's done. She's done. Because she can be like, oh, my God, my man doesn't even think this way. My man kisses my ass, and my man helps you. I bet you and your girl dress alike when y'all go out because you want to show the world that y'all a couple type thing. I bet you do that. You sound like the kind of dude that dresses like your woman. What were some of the inspirations that made you what you are today? Me, man. I keep telling you guys, stop looking for inspiration through everybody. Stop looking for people to inspire you. Inspire you by looking in the mirror. If a woman asks you a question, why we can't be friends, let me tell you why we can't be friends. Because I don't believe men and women can be friends. Show me a lion that hangs out with a zebra and I'll change my mind. We cannot be friends. And if you expect me to be your friend, then you and I need to go ahead and cut ties right now. Because I'm not going to sit here and tell you any of this friends before lovers. I'm not going to tell you I want to be your friend because I don't want to be your friend. I would be lying to you right now if I want to be your friend. Well, then what do you want? I don't know what I want because I don't know you yet. You haven't even got my attention yet. I'm trying to figure out, is she worth my attention, worth my time, and worth my respect? So right there, big dog, I set you up right there. So hit her with that. Don't run away from that shit. Y'all act like y'all scared to talk to these women. Tell her what the deal is, man. Be her friend. Shit. I wish somebody would. What is the difference between changing and growing? Sir, growing means your body stretches. That means when you were a little baby and you got the right nutrients, you started to grow a little bit. That is what growing is, when you start to stretch out a little bit. That's what growing is. Changing is in your mind, son. And just because you have a grown-ass figment or a hollow-shaped man doesn't mean you are a man. Yeah, I mean, grab this few more questions. I want to learn how you communicate, Steve. I like how you flirt with women without feeling like it might be offensive before. Well, it's not offensive and it's not forward because I keep trying to tell you, how can I be offensive and forward when I'm not trying to do the thing that most of you guys are doing? I'm not trying to smash. I'm serious. I am not trying to smash. So I can never be offensive. But I will let her know I'm not here to waste my time. I've had women tell me a lot. Well, you know what? I like somebody else. I'm seeing somebody else. I'm dating somebody else. And you know what? Then if you're doing that, then go do your thing. But don't fucking call me up or talk to me like we buddies and shit. We ain't doing that. You just keep me on the shelf and let me know when you're ready. And I ain't going to – well, Julia, how is Thomas today? How is your relationship? Oh, really? Y'all going out to dinner? Oh, God, shucks. That's great. Hey, get the fuck. I ain't doing that. I am not doing that, man. Yo says, this girl was looking at me dead in my eyes today. I had to break eye contact so I could tell if she – Oh, my God. What are these YouTubers doing to y'all guys, man? What are these YouTubers doing to y'all surface dwellers, man? You mean to tell me that you looked at a woman and you were like, oh, and you looked away, wait, you went, oh, and you looked away. That's how you look. You're looking at that. It's a woman. Let me see if she likes it. Oh. Wait. No, let me show you what you did, dog. Let me flip the camera, see if it, and let me show you what you did, dog. Let me show you what you did. All right, I don't know if the camera's burned. Let me show you what he did, guys. This guy said that, dude. Let me show you what he did. Let me show you what this guy did. This MF saw a woman. He saw the woman. Anyway, let me turn down the fan. Let me turn this off. Right? Thank you for the 190 likes. He saw the woman, right? And he went, oh. Are you fucking serious? What? The holy hell? What does that mean? Why would you do some are you serious? The man said he broke eye. Dude, you're in the wrong class, dude. Oh, I don't mean to laugh, dog, but that dude, come on, man. That was some cupcake stuff, dude. Man, that's terrible. That's terrible, dog. So what's your take on double texting? Brother, why do I need to double text when I leave impactful messages when I'm ready to leave them? Listen. If you have to double text a woman, then charge her to the game because she's not interested in you. When a woman is interested in you, not only is she going to reply back, but she's going to stay in touch with you. If you got to keep sending her double texting, get by. Get out of the game. Get out of the game. You said what you can do, well, put down the fan. Stop looking at girls in the eyes and looking away. Oh, ooh, ooh. Is she looking at me still? Is she choosing me? Wait, you know, I don't know if she's looking at me yet. Man, you got to stop that, man. You got to stop that, man. And see, that's what I'm saying, Mustang. This is why I try to tell people. This is what I'm talking about. When a woman feels like she's got to prevent herself from talking to you, she's fucked. Because the battle is not you. You're no longer part of the war. It's her trying to hold herself in by not saying, well, I don't want to show him that I actually really fucking infatuate with his ass. So I'm going to back the fuck off. And I'm going to stop and prevent myself from reaching out. But I really want to talk to him. God damn it. Please let me do something to get the dialogue going. Can one flirt without wanting to smack? Well, yeah, of course. Of course. Of course. But what I'm saying is that you don't want to flirt to smash yet because she has not even trusted you. See, you can't flirt with somebody when they don't trust you. But what you can is talk to them. I don't mind the blush because let me tell you how the blush is important to me, because the blush is more impactful than the smile, the thinking and all that other stuff, because the blush is me letting her know what the hell I'm here for and what I'm trying to do. Okay. Okay. And what I'm saying is that I want her to blush because I'm telling her why I'm showing up here. I'm not here to be your friend. And I know you may have somebody. Look, I'm not stupid enough to not think you don't have anybody or have somebodies. And I'm not calling them sluts. I'm saying they can talk to as many guys as they want. Remember, I'm at the back of the line. I just want to let you know I'm here. But I'm not here for just a little step in, step out. I'm telling you right now, I am here to be forever. That's why I'm here. And whether you like it or you don't, that's why I'm here. I am putting my car. I am arrogant fucking enough to push all my chips to the middle of the table and show you my hand and say, you know what? Keep messing with me. I'm going to, even though I have the worst hand, I'm still going to win. Keep doing it. And that's what blows them away. What do you mean? Can you give a conversation example? Wait, well, give me a conversation that a woman says. I don't know. How do I approach her when she's close to me and she's staring at me? How do I go for it without thinking twice? Listen, stay out of the game, yeah, kid. Kid, listen, keep passing the water bottle. Look, you're not ready to go into the Super Bowl. Just wait for him to say, water. You're like, okay, let me get the water. Here you go. Open up. Hey, you ain't ready for the game, young man. You ain't ready. You're going to be food. Don't do that. That chip example makes sense. I don't know what you mean by that. I'm saying to y'all that before we wrap this up, that are listening to me, when I'm trying to say to you guys out here is that I am here to conquer. See, you can't learn how to flirt because all you're doing is thinking about women. And that's where you've got to learn discipline. You've got to be in love with yourself and work with yourself in order to be one with yourself. You mean, example, pushing all the chips in? Oh, no, I'm serious. Okay, tell me what do I, okay. If I know I can get her to her core and have her addicted to me, and knowing that I'm not the average guy, tell me, what do I have to lose? What do I have to lose? But here's the thing that I'm arrogant in doing. I want the submission of the pussy without me even seeing her yet. That's what I want. There's no power greater than that. And y'all don't even understand that. That's what I want. I want the submission without me even laying fingers on her ass. Because what do you think is going to happen when I do lay fingers on her? Come on, y'all know how I lay my fingers. Steve, should text convos be short or long? CJ, here's your problem. They shouldn't be anything except what you want to say. See, you guys are worshiping women way too much, and you're letting women dictate how you talk. I have no problem. If I'm leaving a voice message, okay? Let's say I'm leaving a voice message, and it cuts off at a minute. I'll keep going until I'm done talking because I got shit to say. Because everything I'm saying is pushing where I want to go. But you ain't got shit to say. Well, what are you doing? 2-second words and all that other stuff, man. It doesn't make any sense. I am not going to let a woman define how I talk. But I'm not. See, the reason why I told the other guy don't double text is because he's worshiping the woman. He's trying to prove himself to the woman. He's desperate and needy. I'm not desperate and needy. They love talking to me, but they hate talking to me. And the reason why they hate talking to me is because they love talking to me. And they don't want to talk to me because they love talking to me. Because they're okay with talking to everybody else, the other guy. But they don't love talking to him like they love talking to me. And that's what you don't understand. And because they love talking to me versus just talking to him, then there lies the problem. But I like this guy. This guy's great. This guy's what I want. But here's someone I don't even know, hasn't even touched me, but I love talking to him. What the fuck am I going to do? That's exactly where I want to be. Let me get this other question. Working in a hotel, I met this lady. She got my interest, wanted to put my bid in, but I had to be mindful of the policy of the guests. So I gave her my card. Was it a bad move? No. You can only do what you can do. you give her a car and let her go. And listen, I worked at a hotel too. You know, I smashed some women at the hotel just like you did. You know what? I was a bellhop, and I would, because I was a hustler, dog. So when I did a bellhop, I would put their bags on the thing, the cart, and I would cart that motherfucker up. And as I'm carting between the downstairs and getting to her room, I'm already making her laugh and smile and all other stuff. Guys, you remember I was, guys, all right, caller, you got to go back to my videos when you saw me doing Uber and Lyft, and I was showing you, I need to pull those articles, I need to pull some of those stuff up showing here, how the women were talking about sex, how the women were talking about the dick, how they love, and it was, all that stuff. It was like taxi cab confessions because they felt comfortable around me. And I was showing, I can get them anywhere. Listen to me. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It does not matter. It does not matter. So, yeah, you did the right thing. Good job. Now she just has to do what she has to do. She rejects me then, but when I'm with another girl, she gets jealous. Well, you lost me. You got to get out of the game, dude. I don't know why y'all, I don't know why you guys out here allow these women to dictate how you move. I don't understand, man. I don't get it. You hear how I communicate. You hear how I communicate. What is it? What is the track? Hold on. TikTok. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go TikTok because I got to show them something live on the air. Thank you, TikTok. Be with my TikTok guys later. I'll get with y'all later. Appreciate y'all guys. All right, let me end with TikTok. Hold on. Hey, y'all see, I even made a track. Hold on, where the fuck is that shit at? Hold on, let me pull that shit up. Listen, I even made a track. No, it was one time I picked up these two bad Italian girls. Women. One was like 5'9", olive skin, jet black hair. You know, I'm not a titty guy, but she had big breasts, hips, and thighs. The other one was like 5'4", 125, like a stack, like just hips. I'm just bad, dude. And they were going to the club, right? It was just, and I picked them up. So from the point I picked them up to the point I dropped them off, hold on, let me show you. I had to let y'all see. Hold on, I made a track out of this shit. Let me see if I can pull that shit up. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, I'm trying to even get, to my, see if I can find my joint. I even got my link. What is my link? Hey, dude, can you send me my link? I'll just go to my website and get my link. Hold on. I'm trying to like find my link. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see this shit. I'll find my link. I'll pull it up. Hold on. Let me go to student access. Hold on. You know, I got it, dog. Hold on. Let me pull that shit up. Let me pull that up. Now, don't worry. I got it, guys. Let me just enter the site and I'll find it. I know y'all probably sent me the link. Now, I'm not looking at y'all, but hold on. Let me find it myself. Shit. Hold on. Enter website. Okay. Hold on a second. Let's go to free stuff and let's go to poetry. And then let's go to, what is the track? Oh, what is it? Let me see. Let me find that shit. Hold on. Let me find that joint. Let me find it. Hold on a second, guys. Let's see. Make you mine. Let me see. Cream. See this is it. Hold on. Oh yeah, here it is. Here it is. All right. So here you go. I will let y'all hear this shit. Let me turn the music down. So what I'm saying is, hold on a second. Gold, thank you for the super chat. Well, I don't like big bread. Listen, I'm weird. I like Christmas tree figures. I like small at the top and kind of thick at the bottom. I'm a weird one. But let me turn down the music and let you hear this. Now, remember, guys, this is two. These women were cold. They were cold. They were cold. And I, dude, it was already over. But let me show you. Watch this. All right. Listen to the laughs and how we were. I mean, from the moment I picked them up to the moment I dropped them off. Here we go. Well, this is not the drop. This is the drop off. Okay. So.